It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you as we get ready for game number three of a six-game series. And for the first time this week, we will be starting on time. Barring any very last-minute shenanigans weather-related today, we will start on time finally this week as we have been delayed by 2 hours each of the first two games of the series. Not the case tonight, though, as we get ready for a 7 p.m. first pitch here for Game 3 of the series. This is how things have gone so far. The Marauders Tuesday night in the series opener, a 2-1 win thanks to a go-ahead RBI single by Wyatt Hendry in the top of the sixth inning. Last night, the Marauders came up on the short end of the stick, a 3-2 loss to the Mighty Muscles. Carlos Jimenez struggled with his control on the mound. He walked five batters over four innings. The Marauders kept it close, though. Left-hander Mitchell Miller, with two scoreless innings out of the bullpen for the Marauders, helped keep the game close. Unfortunately, though, Marauders bats just could not keep pace with a crafty pitching effort from the Mighty Muscles in last night's game. Jalen Nowlin struck out eight batters over four innings in an effective start. Reggie Grace Jr. went two innings in relief, and Juan Mendez locked down the save with a scoreless seventh inning. So as you get ready for Game 3, we will step aside, and when we come back, we will re-air last night's conversation with Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry for those who may have missed out on the chat when it originally aired last night. That rehash of the Wyatt Hendry conversation from yesterday is coming up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with catcher Wyatt Hendry. Wyatt, last night you came up with what proved to be the game-winning hit down the third baseline, but let's talk about your defense first and foremost. You threw out two would-be base stealers at second base last night. Between your controlling of the running game and your calling of pitches and just working the game altogether, how proud of you and how pleased are you at this stage with your progress defensively?
I'm pleased with where I'm at. At the start of the year, our goal was, you know, game calling and as well as, you know, honing in the defense as much as possible. Every day we're working on a specific thing with intent. So I'm pleased with it right now, but the job's never done and, you know, trying to work as hard as I can so that way I can progress up the ranks.
And JJ, former professional catcher, Gustavo Amaña, former catcher. What have you learned from those two guys that's helped you along defensively and even as a hitter?
You know, they let me go about each game and take it how I'm, you know, what I see the game as. And then after, you know, we sit down and we break down the game the best way possible. And they do a really good job of teaching me. And then the next day we, you know, pick a specific part of my game and then we'll, you know, hammer that away. So they've done a great job mentoring me and showing me why things are good, why things are bad. And, you know, I've learned more here in, I don't know, what are we at, 100 games than I have in a long time. So I'm really happy to be playing under them.
Working with Bubba Chandler and Darvin Garcia and Anthony Solomito last night, you guys were in lockstep all night long. How important to the working smoothly and efficiently through a game, how important is that relationship and just being on the same page between battery mates?
Yeah, it's almost everything. I do a lot of homework and study the hitters as much as I can, and I think the pitchers know that, and they also do their homework every night. So to be on the same page, you know, we have a pre-meeting to every game, and we had a plan of attack on every hitter, and you know, they stuck to it. They make my job easy. Bubba, Solometto, and Darwin, they all make my job really easy, so it's fun.
Wyatt Hendry, our guest on the pregame show tonight. A little bit different from the collegiate game in terms of a little more roster turnover. In college, you're dealing with pretty much the same pitching staff from the very first pitch of early spring until the end of the season. Here at Single A, you see a lot more turnover. You get the Florida Complex League, those guys mm-hmm. coming up. You get the guys who you start the season with, ideally going up to high A. So quite a bit of turnover. How do you as a catcher adapt to just trying to learn all these different personalities, these different pitch repertoires, and adjusting to that?
Yeah, for me, it's just having the most, you know, level-headed personality I can have, so the guys know how to approach me in the best way possible, as well as, you know, when they come in or whether they're going away, being that guy there for them, saying, hey, if you need anything, you know, let's work together. I'm on your side. I want to see your career progress no matter what. So it's difficult, you know, and there's a lot of guys that have gone through here this year that you're sad to see go, but if you're having your pitchers go up, that means you're doing your job. So all in all, just learning every single guy is a big task, but it's fun.
Earlier in the season, you were hit by a pitch, and that set you out of action for about a month. But once you got back at it and just sort of looking back at the hurdles you had to clear and sort of the obstacles you had to overcome, what did that process and the road back look like for you, and what do you think that did for you in the long run?
It just let me take a step back. You know, this season's been full of ups and downs. It's my first professional season, so just, you know, being able to take a step back and analyze what I've been doing the whole year was good. Obviously, you don't want it to be through injury, but understanding, you know, where I'm at, what I need to do to get to where I want to be was a nice change, and I tried to use it to the best of my ability and use the coaching staff that I have here especially.
And we'll get you out on this one, Wyatt. You grew up in Southern California, grew up a Red Sox fan, but certainly listened to some Dodgers games here and there in SoCal. Vin Scully, legendary voice of the Dodgers, sadly left us last night, passed away at the age of 94. What did he mean to you? Even though, again, you didn't grow up rooting for the Dodgers, what did he mean to you, though, as a baseball fan and for your overall love of the game?
I mean, anytime you'd hear his voice, even now if you hear it, it brings back childhood memories. So to hear of his passing is really tragic. And, you know, he just reminds me of my childhood and how good my childhood was. And to see a legend like him, you know, do what he loved for so many years, gives a lot of people motivation in this game. So, you know, I couldn't have asked for any better childhood. And he, even though I wasn't a Dodgers fan, was the voice of my childhood.
Cleta Wyatt, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Wyatt Hendry on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues in Fort Myers. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups for Game 3 of the six-game series. We will begin with the visiting Marauders. They have won three of their last four. They come into tonight's game 20-12 of the second half, just a half game back of first place Tampa in the West Division standings. Second baseman Sungjae Chang leads off. He's seen the ball well lately, hitting safely in six in a row. He has reached base safely in 11 straight games. Left fielder Jace Mullen bats second. Third baseman Juan Jerez hits third. Center fielder Sergio Campana bats cleanup. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats fifth. DH is Bubba Chandler. He bats sixth. Shortstop Michael Escoto bats seventh. Right fielder Josiah Dixon hits eighth. First baseman Brendan Dixon bats ninth for the Marauders, who send left-hander Luis Peralta out to the mound. Peralta has struggled off and on with command this season. 29 walks over 37 and two-thirds innings. However, the strikeout rate remains high. 67 strikeouts for Peralta over those 37 and two-thirds. He looks to bring that ERA down. It currently sits at 6.21 on the season. For the Mighty Muscles, a second-half record of 13-17. They are 6.5 games out of first place in the West Division, but have won three of their last four games. Here's how they look tonight. Center fielder Misael Urbina leads off. Third baseman Keone Cavaco bats second. The designated hitter is Kalai Rosario. He bats third, with catcher Noah Cardenas in the cleanup spot. He has reached base safely in 16 consecutive games. First baseman Laurent Smith bats fifth. First time we're seeing him in this series. Second baseman Rubel Cespedes bats sixth. In the seventh slot is the shortstop Daniel Osorio. He's on a five-game hit streak. Left fielder Carlos Aguiar bats eighth. And the right fielder Nelson Roberto bats ninth for the Mighty Muscles, who send left-hander Jordan Carr to the mound. Carr, the left-hander, born and raised in the Baltimore area, signed with the Twins last season as an undrafted free agent. He made just his second single-A appearance against the Marauders back on June the 15th and pitched well. Five innings, one run on three hits, struck out five, walked only one. That was a game that the Mighty Muscles went on to win against the Marauders. There are your starting lineups, and there's the pitching matchup as we prep for Game 3 of a six-game series. Skies are partly cloudy overhead, and for the time being, the rain should stay away here on this Thursday here in Fort Myers. About ready to go, underway in time here in Fort Myers. First pitch is right around the corner. Stick with us. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back in Fort Myers here at Hammond Stadium, we're getting ready for game three of a six-game series. The Marauders coming up short last night in a 3-2 loss. Winners by a score of 2-1 on Tuesday night, though. So the Marauders look to swing the series in their favor here in game number three of the set as we look at left-hander Jordan Carr going in through his warm-up tosses for the Mighty Muscles. First full professional season here in 2022 for Jordan Carr. Pretty solid numbers for him here in a Mighty Muscles uniform. 8 appearances, 5 starts, 3.86 ERA, 1.15 whip. Opponents batting .263 against him. And he'll be making his 9th appearance of the season here tonight. He'll be facing the Marauders for the second time in his career.
Top of the order for the Marauders, second baseman number 5, Sung Jae-jae.
Throwback Thursday here in Fort Myers. So the Mighty Muscles throwing it back to their previous identity, the Fort Myers Miracle. They do so every Thursday here this season. Sung Chae Chang into the batter's box. Lefty on lefty gets us started. First pitch is taken inside for ball one. And we're underway at 7:01 p.m. here in Fort Myers. 80 degrees, mostly cloudy with peaks of blue sky all around the outfield, center field, and right field. The 1-0 pitch, Chang shows bunt and pokes it foul off the catcher. Touched earlier on the pregame show about Jordan Carr's previous outing against the Marauders, which happened to be just his second single-A appearance. He went 5 innings, allowed just 1 run, 3 hits, and got the win in that game. Pitch to Chang is on the outside corner for strike 2. Marauders go with the black jerseys over the gray pants tonight. Mighty Muscles playing as the Miracle. Baby blue tops, white pants. Here's the 1-2. Chang swings late at a breaking ball and misses strike 3. Jordan Carr really dominates against left-handed hitters, and he gets Chang on strikes there. Let's quickly meet the Mighty Muscles defense. In the outfield from left to right, it's Carlos Aguiar, Misael Urbina, and Nelson Roberto. On the infield, Keone Cavaco is playing third base, Daniel Osorio at shortstop, Rubel Cespedes at second base, LaRon Smith over at first base, and the catcher is Noah Cardenas. One out, nobody on here is Jace Bowen. The pitch by the lefty. Bowen swings and strokes a hard grounder to short. Osorio smothers it, throw, and throws a seed over to first base in time to get Bowen Two up and two quickly retired for the Marauders.
Next batter, third baseman, number 10, Juan Jerez.
And now Juan Jerez, who continues to see the ball well. 16 runs batted in over his last 14 games. Actually had that figured the other way around. 14 runs batted in over his last 16. Still impressive role that he's been on at the plate. The pitch. Jerez swings and bounces it softly back to the mound. Carr sprints off the mound, picks it up, calmly turns and throws to first in time. And the Marauders go quickly and quietly here in their half of the first. We head to the home half. No score here in Fort Myers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome me back inside Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. Here the Marauders went down in order in the top of the first. Misael Urbina will lead off the bottom of the first for Fort Myers. Luis Peralta winds and tosses. Urbina goes after the first pitch and pops it in the air down the right field line. This is a long run, but it falls out of play and onto the very damp grass berm out of play. First baseman Brendan Dixon, right fielder Josiah Dixon, both hustled after it. And a testament to just how damp that grass is. That ball, that grass berm is sloped, by the way. That high pop-up just landed straight on the berm and did not roll one bit. Landed with a straight plop. Here's the 0-1. Urbina swings and fouls it right back in this direction. Ends up just below the radio booth. Hearing some oohs and ahs from a couple of folks down the seats below. I think they may have had a close shave down there. The 0-2 from Peralta, way outside for ball one. Four-pitch repertoire for Peralta. Four-seam fastball, sinker, curveball, changeup. Tends to go pretty fastball-heavy out there. Working quickly into his motion, the 1-2. Low and outside, he misses to Urbina for ball two. Typically see that four-seam up to 95-96 from Luis. 21-year-old left-hander gets the sign, winds and offers. 2-2 pitch is just low and outside for ball three. Urbina working the count full after being down 0-2 to begin the AB. Now Peralta, the payoff pitch, and Urbina swings and drills this one high in the air, deep left center field. Jace Bowen back, Sergio Campagna back. A leap in the wall by both men, and this ball is gone, a home run. Misael Urbina, leadoff shot, his third home run of the season, and the Marauders find themselves in early 1-0 deficit. That is the fifth time in just under 38 innings that Luis Peralta has been bitten by the long ball this year. Going back to work here against Keone Cavaco, who takes the first pitch at tad low for ball one. Connor McKenna, the plate umpire. Robert Ginther, the third on the bases. The windup and the 1-0. That's taken for a high strike one. Challenge system is in place tonight, so Connor McKenna makes the ball and strike calls himself by default. Teams have the ability to challenge said calls until they reach three unsuccessful challenges. Next one bounces in the dirt for ball two, an easy take for Cavaco. Former first-round pick, Cavaco, drafted in the first round by the Twins in 2019 out of Eastlake High School in his native California. Cavaco, number two hitter, playing third base. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and lifts a high fly ball right field. Should be playable for Josiah Dixon. Inward, he jogs and toward the line a bit. He makes the catch, a late adjustment to his right. Fairly routine one-handed grab, one away. Let's meet the Marauders' defense now. In the outfield left to right, it's Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna, Josiah Dixon. On the infield, it's Juan Jerez at third base, Michael Escoto at shortstop, Sungche Chang at second base, Brennan Dixon at first base, and Wyatt Hendry catching. One out, nobody on, an early 1-0 lead for the Muscles. The windup and pitch to Kalai Rosario. Misses just a tad high and outside. Third straight game, which the Mighty Muscles have scored first as the 1-0 comes. A swing and a miss by Rosario. Do see plenty of swings and misses with this still talented right-handed power hitter. Strikeout numbers already in the triple digits on the season for Rosario. The 1-1 pitch is in there for strike two on the Peralta curveball. Rosario, 78 games played, 106 times down on strikes. Also doesn't walk a whole lot. During that same span, only 18 free passes. He really makes up for it, though, with that raw power. Here comes the 1-2. Takes over the outside corner, but just misses for ball two. Peralta thought he had him. Left-hander gets the signal from Hendry. The motion and the offering. That is low and in the dirt for ball three. And this was what plagued Carlos Jimenez last night for the Marauders. He just couldn't spot his pitches well. He ended up walking five men. Three of those walks came around to score. Peralta, the 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses high and outside. Nowhere close. And there's a one-out walk to Kalai Rosario.
Now then, catcher number 24, Noah Cardenas.
Now you're facing an even tougher out here in Noah Cardenas. He's the active on-base percentage leader in the Florida State League at a clip of 401 on the season. Pitch to the right-handed hitter. He swings and pops it up back this way. And this will fall just shy of the roof off to our right.
That foul ball was brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass.
Lead-off homer here in the bottom of the first by Misael Urbina. Gives the Mighty Muscles a 1-0 lead. On first base with a walk, Kalai Rosario. The 0-1 pitch to Cardenas. In there for a high strike two. Four walks, 60 strikeouts on the season for Cardenas to the plate. Pretty solid ratio for a hitter. Time called right as Peralta was lifting his leg to deal the pitch. As mentioned, throwback Thursday here in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles wearing the Fort Myers Miracle jerseys. 1970s-style baby blue pullovers. Here's the 0-2. And taken high, 1-2 on Cardenas. Bright red script lettering across the chest of those baby blues, spelling out the word Miracle. That iconic red letter M with a palm tree stretching out of one of the prongs of the letter M. That's the hat logo. 1-2. That's taken low, ball two. Already 20 pitches for Luis Peralta here in the first inning. Only one gone. And unfortunately, this has been pretty much par for the course in a lot of first innings we've seen from Peralta this year. 2-2. Swung on, fouled over the screen. We'll do it again. Peralta, a power lefty who can sometimes get a little bit pigeonholed into trying to get the strikeout. Stamp just trusting his pure stuff. Got a lot of hop on the fastball, 95-96. Runner goes here. The pitch is outside. Hendry's throw to second base is in time. Wyatt Hendry throws out a man at second base for the fourth time in three games. He catches Kalai Rosario attempting to steal. And now it's two gone. Hendry coming into this game with a 35% caught stealing percentage. That's a pretty solid mark. The count is now 3-2 in Cardenas. The payoff pitch, swinging a line drive up the middle. That is in a center for a base knock. Peralta not really fooling anybody right now. He will face LaRon Smith, and believe it or not, 22 pitches already thrown to just four batters to begin his evening. LaRon Smith is the fifth hitter in the order. Limited playing time for him this season. 18 games, hitting .267. The pitch, righty batter swings and lines it to left field, slicing right to Jace Bowen, who makes the eyeball high catch. And the inning is over. The only damage done in the end is the Misael Urbina solo blast. 1-0 Muscles heading to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit Manatee Memorial for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Marauders trailing Fort Myers 1-0 here at Hammond Stadium. Sergio Campagna swings through a first-pitch fastball from left-hander Jordan Carr, and the count 0-1 to begin the second inning. Welcome back to Fort Myers beneath mostly cloudy skies here on this Thursday evening. Carr with the 0-1 to Campagna, swings and fouls it back over the screen, heads up in the seats down there. No balls and two strikes. The struggles away from home continue for Sergio Campagna, 0-3 last night. Combined 0-6 over the first two games of the series. Now we see a mound meeting between pitcher and catcher, an interesting spot for it. First batter of the inning, the count going to 0-2, but evidently one of those two men had something to say to the other. They're back on the same page, back to his post behind home plate, Noah Cardenas, and Sergio Campagna into that tall, open stance from the right side. The 0-2, swinging a ball, shot foul off the handle of the bat, and look out, Wyatt Hendry. On deck batter for the Marauders, ducking underneath that soft line drive. Here's Carr with the set away from his chest. 0-2 again, Campagna swings and pops it out of play down the right field line. This 0-6 brief stretch for Campagna coming after a 12-game on-base streak during which he saw the ball extraordinarily well. Finished off a red-hot month of July that saw him hit .320 with a .963 OPS. The 0-2 again. Takes in the elbow. He's plunked. 0-2 hit by pitch. Has to feel frustrating there for Jordan Carr. The Marauders have some speed on the bases. Campagna up to first, representing the tying run. Wyatt Hendry will make himself cozy in the batter's box now as Campagna finishes his jog down to first base. But Campagna now asks for a little bit of time from the base umpire Robert Ginther. And Campagna now bending over the waist. And it really looked to be the elbow where it got him. And now the athletic trainer Casey Lee is out to look at Campagna. Campagna is moving his legs around, and imagine the situation right now is just with the pain of that pitch coming in off his elbow, off his arm. That pain is probably coursing through his entire body at the moment. So he's just trying to shake it out from his system. Does a half, very brief wind sprint down the right field line. He's going to try and continue. And thankfully, Casey Lee makes the U-turn, heads away, walks back to the dugout. So at least for now, Campagna will stay in the game after being hit by a pitch. Now Wyatt Hendry ready to go in the box as Carr sets, working with a runner on base for the first time tonight. Pick off to first, and Campagna is picked off. He is hung up between first and second. He is tagged out by the first baseman, Smith. He was totally caught napping. And the Marauders run themselves into and out on the bases. So one out, the base is now empty. Now Carr with the first pitch to Hendry. He takes a fastball strike over the outside half. Marauders have had a good handful of base runners picked off lately. Carr lifts his leg and deals. 0-1, Hendry swings and misses. Fastball is not an overpowering one from Carr. Upper 80s to 90. Also brings a sinker, a slider, and a curveball. Tends to use the slider more so than he does the curveball. The 0-2 pitch. Hendry takes right down the pipe for strike three.
That is our second strikeout of the night. And speaking of strikeouts, guess what? It is time for the beer batter. Our beer batter of this evening is...
A tough start offensively for the Marauders. And that will bring up Bubba Chandler.
The strikeout will get us $2 Coors Light.
Pirates' number 11 prospect, according to Baseball America. Shown flashes of promise with that bat from both sides of the plate. Right-handed against the lefty here. He takes the first pitch inside for ball one. 2 outs, bases empty. Mighty Muscles lead one zip here in the top of the second, thanks to a solo homer by Misael Urbina. Chandler swaying slightly at the plate, awaiting the pitch. Here it is. The 1-0 is cut on a miss for strike one. 13 games as the Marauders' designated hitter. Chandler hitting .233, .294 on base percentage, .333 slugging. The 1-1. Low and outside. He takes somewhat appeared to be a changeup. .14 strikeouts over those 13 games for Chandler against his 3 walks. Slight bend in the knees in his stance as the 2-1 approaches, and he swings and taps it foul. Cloud cover hiding the sun from the playing field here. Stadium lights are on with that in mind. Outfield is playing Chandler just about straight away here. Left-hander Carr with a 2-2 pitch, and Chandler swings and misses at a breaking ball, strike three. Despite the early promise, the Marauders go down fairly quietly here in the second. We head to the bottom half. Fort Myers 1, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It's a 1-0 Fort Myers lead here at Hammond Stadium, and we are waiting for the right fielder Josiah Dixon maybe to get a baseball out of play. Yeah, looked like a ball came loose from the Marauders bullpen in the right field corner. So here we go, Rubel Cespedes, the number 6 hitter in the order for the Mighty Muscles tonight. Digs into the box. Luis Peralta, the windup in the pitch, and a swing and a ball belted to deep right field. This one ain't coming back. No doubt about it. Solo homer to right field. Up to the top of the porch out there off the bat of Rubel Cespedes. And two long balls give Fort Myers a 2-0 lead.
Another exciting home run already. Now just in our second inning. Way to go, Rubel Cespedes.
Misael Urbina led off the first inning with a home run. Now Rubel Cespedes opens up the second with a no doubt about it shot. Home runs allowed for the Marauders pitching staff have not been a huge concern this season as Daniel Osorio lifts one up into foul ground. Right field line, Brendan Dixon gives way to the second baseman Sungjae Chang, who comes up shy on a feet first sliding attempt. He sends that rolled up tarp along the side coming close. So Chang playing it safe after coming in full speed ahead. Foul pop up drops in. Daniel Osorio will see an 0-1 pitch next. The Marauders pitching staff, just to finish that previous thought, they rank in the middle of the pack in the FSL in home runs allowed. 6th out of the 10 teams. The 0-1, swinging a pop-up. This gets way out of play, first base side. Peralta ahead 0-2, trying to set down Osorio. The windup in the pitch, and Osorio takes maybe a bit high for ball one. Still ahead in the count. The southpaw, the windup, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Osorio, strike three. Luis Peralta earns his first strikeout of the night, and it's one gone for the Muscles.
Now betting for the miracle, left fielder, number 13, Carlos Heredia.
Now it's Carlos Aguiar. First pitch, swing, and a miss way in front of that curveball in the first pitch. Front space is empty. Muscles lead it 2-0 here in the second inning. First pitch is cut on, fouled back to the screen. The Marauders sit just a half game out of first place tonight. Looking to overtake the Tampa Tarpons for the top of the West Division. Next pitch to Roberto. Swung on, fouled over the screen, out of play. Time called in the box by Roberto. 24 games with the Mighty Muscles. Really struggling, although he has shown flashes of that raw power. 3 home runs, but hitting .137. The 0-2 coming. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. That's the end of the inning. So an excellent recovery after serving up the homer to Cespedes. Peralta strikes out 3 to finish off the second inning. We head to the third. Marauders trail by 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Michael Escoto.
First few men in the Marauders' order have been unable to solve left-hander Jordan Carr on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. Faces Michael Escoto, who shows bunt and abruptly pulls back and takes inside for ball one. The Marauders trail the Mighty Muscles 2-0, a pair of solo homers allowed by Luis Peralta. Carr delivers, and Escoto takes a high strike. Misael Urbina taking Peralta deep, leading off the first inning. Rubel Cespedes opened the second with a solo shot. Carr, hands away from his chest, deals the 1-1 and misses low to Escoto, 2-1. 7-8-9 for the Marauders here in the third. Escoto, Josiah Dixon, Brendan Dixon in that order. Now the 2-1. Escoto swings and shoots a line drive up the middle, but it falls right into the hands of the second baseman Cespedes with the backhand side reach. Things just not falling the Marauders' way so far tonight. Brinton only with two hard-hit balls tonight, the other one being a Jace Bowen ground out right to the shortstop back in the first inning. Here's Josiah Dixon from the right side. Takes the first pitch low and outside. Jordan Carr, prior to signing with the Twins organization, was pitching an independent ball up in Michigan. 1-0 pitch is cut on a miss by Dixon, 1-1. The left-hander is set. 1-1 pitch. Dixon takes a look at a knee-high strike two. In a pinball stint for Carr, spent with the Utica Unicorns. Up in the United Shore Professional Baseball League in Michigan. The 1-2 pitch. Dixon turns away from one, misses inside. 2-2, it evens the count. 23 games as a Marauder here in 2022 for Dixon. He's hitting .242 with 8 runs batted in. He's reached base safely in 8 of his last 10 games. 2-2 pitch. Backdoor breaker just misses the outside corner, and Dixon works the count full. Marauders have had one base runner so far tonight. Sergio Campagna hit by a pitch to open the second, but he was picked off. 3-2 toss. Swung on, lined right to the first baseman, Smith. Caught easily. And a couple of unlucky lineouts by the Marauders. Retire the first two men to the plate this inning. Now here's Brendan Dixon trying to give the Marauders a boost here. Brendan falling on some hard times at the plate lately. Just 1 for his last 19, spanning his last 9 games. Righty batter gets the first offering, swings and misses through a fastball off the plate away. Dixon hitless in his last two. Hasn't been all doom and gloom for him, though. He maintains that sharp batting eye. He's run a handful of walks during that otherwise rocky stretch. Infield shifted around to the pull side on the righty hitter. The 0-1, he takes inside underneath the hands. Marauders and Mighty Muscles, even in this series, at a game apiece entering this contest. 1-1 now from Carr. That pitch just low for ball two. And a reminder, the challenge system is in place tonight and will be the case for the rest of the week. Neither team has yet used a challenge, though. Dixon softly tapping the bat on his right shoulder. 2-1 pitch coming. Cut on and missed for strike two. Marauders are just not squaring it up, aside from the couple of lineouts, back-to-back to begin this third inning. Two runs, three hits for the Mighty Muscles. Two of those three hits left the ball the way across. Left-hander Carr with a 2-2 pitch, and Dixon swings and lifts this one high in the air, deep to left field. It's back, and it is off the wall, stays in play. Dixon wants two. Left fielder Aguiar's throw to second base is cut off. No relay throw, and Brendan Dixon stands up at second with a double.
Top of the order for the Marauders, second baseman number 5, Sun Jae
Chang. Gosh, Dixon couldn't have come up more than a foot or so shy of a home run there. He'll settle for the double, though, with two away. The Marauders will bring the tying run to the plate. It's Sung Chae Chang. This is not a favorable matchup on paper, though, as Chang has struggled against left-handed pitching this season. And also, Carr has really dominated against left-handed hitters this year. Here's the pitch. Chang swings and checks a swing and taps it foul over toward the third base side. Lefty batters hitting just 188 against Carr in the season. Right-handed batters over 100 points higher with the batting average at 293. The 0-1, Chang with a swing and a fly ball left field. Aguiar, couple of steps in, looking up into the evening sky. He makes the two-handed catch, inning over, and Brendan Dixon is left stranded after a two-out double. We're on to the bottom of the third, Fort Myers 2, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mixed bag of results for Marauders lefty Luis Peralta so far as we make our way to the bottom of the third inning. Peralta checking his footing before dealing the first pitch of the inning. Fort Myers leading 2-0. Here's the pitch by the left-hander. He pumps a fastball for a strike into the zone, 0-1. Misael Urbina, who took Peralta deep, now to left-center field his first time up. Quickly, left-hander's 0-1. Urbina swings and misses way out in front of it off-speed. Much to his credit, Peralta bouncing back from a solo homer allowed last inning. Recovered a strikeout of the next three men in a row. The 0-2 pitch coming. There's a swing and a ground ball pulled to third. Juan Jerez takes a tough hop and fields it cleanly. Throws on to first in time. Beautiful play to get the first out of the inning. Juan Jerez continuing to see playing time at first base this season. Playing a lot more first base than third base, but he's in the hot corner tonight. And you almost wouldn't know the difference by the way he handled that tough hop there. Took to it pretty well. One gone for Keone Cavaco. Nobody aboard for the Muscles as Peralta winds and fires. And the curveball drops low and outside. Peralta immediately ready to go with pitch number 2. Here's his 1-0. Fastball lined into left field for a base hit. A lot of that hard contact off of Peralta tonight. And that is his fourth hit allowed. He'll face Kalai Rosario next.
Number 25, Kalai Rosario.
Baseball America has Rosario as the Twins' number 26 prospect in the system. And he takes a first pitch. Curveball onto the inside corner for a strike. Rosario wants to challenge it. Let's see what we get. And that call has been overturned. Ball one. So that's the first challenge of the game by either team. And the Mighty Muscles are successful. So they maintain all three of their challenges way outside of the heater. 10 home runs, 36 runs batted in. They rank first and second on the team, respectively, for Rosario. The 2-0. Swing and a pop-up. First base side. Dixon gives it a quick look, but it falls out of play. And that ball bounces up and knocks a gentleman's hat off as he can't field it cleanly. I believe that ball bounced up and hit him underneath the chin. Peralta with a 2-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to second. Could be two. Chang flips to Escoto for one. Escoto on to first in time. 4-6-3 double play. Smooth as butter. Well turned by the Marauders infield. It's a scoreless third by Luis Peralta. We're on to the fourth here at Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles 2, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit Bradenton Marauders.
Mighty Muscles left-hander Jordan Carrs threw three scoreless innings. He toes the rubber for the fourth here in Fort Myers and delivers to Jace Bowen, who takes just below the knees for ball one. Spencer Smith back with you from Hammond Stadium in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida, game 3 of a 6-game series. Marauders won game 1 on Tuesday night, dropped last night's game. Final score of 3-2 as the next pitch misses low and outside, 2-0 on to Jace Bowen. Bowen's first time up, hit a hard ground ball right to the shortstop Osorio for a ground out. 2-0 pitch. Swings and grounds another one hard to Osorio at short. Quick little bobble there, but Osorio gets the handle on it. Throws to first in time to get Bowen for a second straight opportunity against him. That is 9 of the first 11 retired by the left-hander Jordan Carr tonight. Junk balling left-hander will go up against Juan Jerez next. The pitch. Jerez swings and pops one way up in the air, shallow left field, close to the line. Should be a relatively easy play for the left fielder Aguiar. He calls off the shortstop Osorio and a routine catch. Two outs very quickly for the Marauders.
Now batting center fielder number 13, Sarabia.
Lots of weak contact from Jordan Carr and also a substantial amount of swings and misses. He has struck out 3 over his 3 2/3 innings. Doesn't typically rack up very high strikeout totals. His season high is 5. He's done that twice. Here's Sergio Campagna. Pitch is just off the plate away. Mighty Muscles 2, Marauders nothing. Solo homers by Misael Urbina and Rubel Cespedes accounting for those Muscles runs. Now the 1-0. Campagna swings, cracks his bat, and lifts one foul into the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Back to the dugout and get another bat. Well, fans, remember the Marauders return home to Leecom Park this coming Tuesday. They'll be playing the Palm Beach Cardinals, single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Got Thirsty Thursday coming up, 1 week from tonight, and all sorts of more fun ahead of us on the homestand. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Here's the 1-1 to Campagna. Fresh bat in hand. He swings and flies one down the right field line. This one heads out of play and into the Marauders bullpen. Another summer camp day coming up on Wednesday. One of those super fun noon start times. Fun in the sun. Local kids' summer camps will be in attendance, as per usual for those special days. 1-2 now to Campagna. He swings and pops it up. Shallow shortstop. Osorio charging in behind the mound, and the third baseman, Cavaco, takes charge and makes the catch on the peak of the mound. And that's it for the fourth inning for the Marauders. They go in order. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Muscles. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It remains a 2-0 Mighty Muscles lead over the Marauders here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. Luis Peralta deals to Noah Cardenas, who takes a fastball just high for ball one. Solo homers off the bats of Misael Urbina and Rubel Cespedes have accounted for this 2-0 Muscles lead. Peralta the 1-0. Cardenas takes another one high for ball two. Pitch count not excellent early on for Peralta, especially due to a laborious first inning. Wind up in the 2-0 pitch. Cardenas swings and slaps one past the diving third baseman, Jerez, and into left field for a single.
Another hot start to the inning. Now batting first base.
Two-hit night for Noah Cardenas, and by the way, he's up that on-base streak to 17 consecutive games. The man has been an on-base machine. And just talking to the radio voices from the Mighty Muscles, John Vitas, the leading man, and Aiden Pearson, his on-air partner. Those guys seem to agree that among the position players from the Muscles, as we see Cardenas break for second, we'll hold that thought as Wyatt Hendry throws a second in time to get Cardenas. Wyatt Hendry throws out another pair of runners. Two tonight. Wyatt Hendry, a cannon behind the plate, and there's one gone here in the fourth inning. The guy has a ridiculous arm. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that misses high and outside to LaRon Smith. Filing by Wyatt Hendry in a three-game span here at Fort Myers this week. 1-1 pitch. Smith lays off low for ball two. Remarkable zip on the throw and terrific accuracy on these throws by Wyatt Hendry. Unbelievable. Here's the 2-1 from Peralta. Smith takes a look at strike two. And Smith wants to challenge it. Maybe thought it was low. And this call will be upheld. So count remains at 2-2 on Noah Cardenas. That is the first unsuccessful challenge tonight by the Mighty Muscles. They're down to two. 2-2 pitch, way high and outside for ball three. I'm just trying to continue that previous thought. Radio Voices of the Mighty Muscles and their observations really seem to think that Noah Cardenas, among the Muscles position players, is the man who's maybe next in line for a promotion, perhaps. 3-2 pitch, swung on and driven deep down the right field line, but foul. There really is a wealth of guys to choose from. This Mighty Muscles team, but Noah Cardenas, in a couple of different ways, really seems to have distinguished himself from the bunch. Another 3-2 from Peralta. Taken, strike three on a fastball. Luis Peralta grabs a fourth strike out of the game.
Next up, second baseman, number 20,
Rubel Cespedes. Peralta's gone from allowing a leadoff single to bases empty and two outs all of a sudden following the strikeout and the caught stealing. Here's Rubel Cespedes. Creeping up in the box, shows bunt, but pulls it back and takes the pitch just low. Marauders are going to challenge it.
Call is being challenged.
And that call's upheld. So an unsuccessful challenge for Bradenton. Both teams left with two remaining on the night. Bases empty. Two outs for Cespedes, who homered his last time. Here's the toss, and Cespedes leans backwards away from the pitch. Peralta came a little high and tight with that fastball, and 91 on the radar gun. Cespedes drove one deep all the way to the top of the right field porches last time. The 2-0 pitch is at the knees for a strike. And this one is upheld. Strike two. Strike one, actually.
Call challenge, strike.
The 2-1 now. Swinging a ball, slapped foul, third base side. So all of a sudden, the Mighty Muscles down to just one challenge for the rest of the night. Even up at 2-2, the windup and the pitch by Peralta. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. This slices foul and out of play. Ooh, heads up in the bullpen. That caught a metal post. It's part of the walkway, covered walkway, heading down toward the left field corner where fans can walk, and it ricocheted down abruptly into the Muscles' bullpen. 2-2, breaking ball, low and outside. Easy take for Cespedes. And those pitchers in the Mighty Muscles' bullpen there just heard that ding of the ball off the support post up there above their heads, and all of a sudden ducked for cover. Another 3-2 pitch on its way. It is swung on, lined back up the middle, a base hit into center field. Mighty Muscles hitters just are not making this easy on Luis Peralta.
Dead shortstop, number 2, Daniel Osorio.
Here's Daniel Osorio. Switch hitter to bat, right-handed against the lefty. Mighty Muscles 2, Marauders nothing. Bottom of the fourth inning here at Hammond Stadium. Lefty deals, and Osorio swings and drives it deep to left field. Bowen turns and runs. Running over his head and off the base of the wall. Bowen picks it up on the warning track. Runner being waved home. And there will be a relay throw home on Cespedes. It is cut off by Brendan Dixon just in front of Wyatt Hendry. And it's an RBI double by Daniel Osorio that makes it 3-0 Fort Myers.
Better up, left fielder number 13, Carlos Aguiar.
Here's Carlos Aguiar. His inning took a promising turn in Peralta's favor, but a two-out single led to the RBI double here by Osorio. Mighty Muscles making a more comfortable three-run advantage. Three runs on seven hits for the Mighty Muscles off of Luis Peralta, who works here in the fourth inning. He's just not been able to pitch very deep into many games this season for the Marauders. Lefty deals, and a take low and outside of the dirt. Good block by Hendry, keeping Osorio on second base. Aguiar really didn't have to think twice about taking that pitch. And I wonder if I'm missing something, but Tampa Tarpons do not appear to be playing tonight. There is not even a game listed for them. The 1-0 pitch is cut on it. Missed. He was way in front of the curveball from Peralta. 1-1 on Aguiar. The Marauders trail the Tarpons by half game for the West Division lead. Not even an indication of a rainout or anything. That's really strange. Next pitch is a curveball again, low and inside this time. 2-1. Got to do some investigation here on why the Tarpons are not playing tonight. The set, Peralta checks the runner on second in the 2-1 pitch. Curveball again, this one swung on, lifted way up in the air to right field, but playable for Josiah Dixon. He is settling underneath it, and he makes the catch, calling off Sergio Campagna nearby. And the inning is over, but the Mighty Muscles add a run on a Daniel Osorio RBI double. 3-0 Fort Myers, heading to the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Batter up for the Marauders.
Marauders looking for some base runners here in the fifth inning. They trail the Mighty Muscles by a score of 3-0, and left-hander Jordan Carr has been dealing for the home team. He fires to Wyatt Hendry, who takes a fastball outside. We're in game three of a six-game series. Marauders and Mighty Muscles with a win apiece to begin the week. Carr with the 1-0 pitch coming to Hendry. He swings and lines it down the left field line, but pulls it foul. The Marauders have just one hit tonight. That was a Brendan Dixon double to left field off the wall in the fourth. In the third inning, rather. Ball came just about a foot shy or so of a home run. Instead, it just clanked off the padding, stayed in play, and Brendan Dixon was left stranded at the end of the inning. The 1-1 to Hendry takes low for ball two. Pretty remarkable line here for Jordan Carr. Four scoreless innings. He has struck out four and allowed only the one hit. He has not walked anybody. 2-1. There's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt. A correction, three strikeouts for Carr tonight. Lefty offers up the 2-2. Hendry takes over the inside corner for strike three and is thinking about challenging it. He does. Let's see what we get. Still waiting for a reply here. That call's been overturned, so ball three.
Call has been ruled a ball.
Goes to a full count on Wyatt Hendry, and always fun to hear the crowd reactions, home or away, when a call gets overturned. Here's the stretch. Carr, the 3-2 pitch. Hendry swings and lines one to short, just past the dive of Daniel Osorio into left field for a base hit. Wyatt Hendry grabs the leadoff single here in the fifth. And the Marauders desperately in need of base runners. Get the leadoff man aboard here, and Bubba Chandler with an opportunity now. Chandler went down on strikes his first time. Much to the delight of the home crowd, he is the designated beer batter of the game in the Marauders lineup. Left-hander tosses, and Chandler takes a strike on the outside corner. Fans 21 and over in attendance. Anytime the visiting beer batter strikes out, fans get Coors Light for $2 for the next 15 minutes following the strikeout. Pickoff to first as Carr checks on Hendry. He's back safely. No runs, two hits, no errors for Bradenton. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for the Marauders. Carr with the pitch. And a swing and a bouncing ball to short by Chandler. Should be two. Underhand flip by Osorio to Cespedes for one. Throw to first in time. 6-4-3 double play. He races the Hendry leadoff single.
Next batter, shortstop number seven, Michael Escoto.
See if Michael Escoto can jumpstart some sort of offense. Ripped a laser beam up the middle his first time up, but it fell into the glove of the second baseman Cespedes for a lineout. Escoto shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes inside for a ball. We've seen Marauders hitters do that a couple of times tonight. Base runner's hard to come by, so trying to bunt their way aboard, or at least thinking about it. The 1-0, Escoto swings and lines it up the middle, off the leg of Carr, ricochets to the second baseman, and Cespedes picks it up, throws to first base in time. A 1-4-3 put out, ends the inning. It has been that kind of night for the Marauders, and we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-0, Mighty Muscles lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
We're heading to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Fort Myers. The Mighty Muscles lead the Marauders 3-0. And the first pitch of the frame cut on and missed by Nelson Roberto for strike one. Left-hander Luis Peralta working into the fifth inning tonight. He has allowed a fair share of base runners, but as he deals the 0-1, Roberto swings and lifts it to right field deep. On the run back is Josiah Dixon. This one is off the wall, stays in play. Dixon catches the carom, throw towards second, cut off by Chang. And it's an opposite field leadoff double. Off the bat of Nelson Roberto. Eight hits allowed by left-hander Peralta. And pitching into the fifth inning has unfortunately been somewhat of a rarity for Peralta this season. In fact, he has gone five innings only once this year in 13 appearances. That five-inning start came on May the 17th against Palm Beach. Here's Misael Urbina. First pitch he takes, a fastball strike. And the culprit, he can chalk that up to any number of factors for Peralta. Sometimes he just gets stuck into the mindset of trying to rack up strikeouts. 0-1, Urbina swings and chops one foul, and he goes limping as that ball hit off his own left knee there. Sometimes Peralta just gets a little bit too locked into strikeout mode. Sometimes he'll get a little bit too fine. He'll end up walking some hitters. And sometimes, like is the case tonight, he will groove quite a few hittable pitches, give up bunches of hits, and just have to deal with base runners aplenty. Misael Urbina, still a little bit of a limp in his step, but he's going to get back into that right-handed box, determined to continue the AB. Peralta ahead of him, 0-2. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Urbina takes high and outside. Peralta sitting at 71 pitches, 44 strikes, as we play with nobody out here in the fifth. The 1-2 delivery in the dirt, blocked by Hendry. A good job. That was not an easy pitch to keep in front, but Hendry did. All the while working around the feet of Urbina, who had dancing out of the way of it. A right-hander loosening for the Marauders in the bullpen. Left-hander Peralta set at the chest. Here's his 2-2 taken just outside for ball three. Can't quite tell who the right-hander is throwing in the pen. Not good lighting out in that right field corner. And, of course, the Marauders wearing the black jerseys. Those numbers can be tough to pick up. 3-2 in the dirt to Urbina for ball four. And it's two aboard with nobody out. Jonathan Johnson right near that top step of the dugout. Looking down toward the right field corner where the Marauders bullpen resides. But it looks like he's going to call for Wyatt Hendry to remind his infield what the situation is here. First and second, nobody out. And it appears that Peralta will get at least one more batter to face. Peralta went from 0-2 to a walk. Misael Urbina in a jam here in the fifth inning. The pitch to Keone Cavaco, low for ball one. Peralta looking flustered, and he's going to draw a mound visit from Hendry now. Other scores from around the Florida State League this evening. Lakeland 4-0 over Dunedin. That was game one of a doubleheader. Game two is nearing its end. They're in the top of the sixth. Blue Jays leading the Flying Tigers 3-2. Out in Port St. Lucie, score tied 2-2 between the Mets and the Daytona Tortugas. That game at top seven. And Palm Beach hosting Jupiter, the battle of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Beachbirds lead the Hammerheads 3-0. That contest in the bottom of the sixth inning. That is what's going on elsewhere in the FSL tonight. Ready to go, and the pitch to Keone Cavaco swung on, driven foul. Out of play on the right field line. Peralta resting the black glove up against Seth. The 1-1 pitch, and it's taken for a low strike. 1-2 the count. Keone Cavaco shocked. Decides not to challenge it. Nelson Roberto leadoff double off the right field wall. He's on second base. Misael Urbina on first base following a six-pitch walk. Cavaco with an even stance from the right side, draping the bat over his right shoulder. The 1-2 pitch on its way, taken low and inside, almost hit Cavaco. And the slightest of check swings there. The Marauders appeal it, no go. And the count goes to 2-2. Pitch number 79 coming up next here in the fifth inning. The 2-2. Take it at the knees for strike three, and Cavaco is going to challenge this call. Here we go. What is the verdict? That call is upheld strike three. Luis Peralta gets the strikeout for the first out of the inning. And looking to Jonathan Johnson right at the top step, and here he comes. That is going to be all for Luis Peralta, who 4-3 innings deep into this game turns in his second longest start of the season. So a right-hander will come in from the bullpen for the Marauders. We will step aside and tell you more about who it is when we come back. 3-0 Fort Myers here in the bottom of the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mate's membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mate's Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from healthcare, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Kelvin Dysla, who is in his second stint of the season with the Marauders, will inherit a first and second one-out situation from Luis Peralta. We're back with you for the bottom of the fifth inning with Fort Myers leading 3-0 and threatening to pad their lead even further. Kelvin Dysla will face the right-handed batting Kalai Rosario. Right-handed pitcher from the Dominican comes set and deals to Rosario. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Hendry. Runners going. Throw to third is not in time. And the third baseman, Jerez, couldn't squeeze the ball into his glove. So the runners move up a base each on the wild pitch. Nelson Roberto to third, and Misael Urbina on to second base. Wyatt Hendry has caught two men stealing at second base tonight. 5 3 games for him. It's been a remarkable stretch. He sailed that throw a little bit toward the foul territory side of the third base bag, though. So unable to throw out Nelson Roberto as the pitch came into the dirt. In play, they don't want this deficit to grow any larger if they can help it. Dysla sets and delivers way outside with a fastball for ball two. Luis Peralta is responsible for the two men aboard here. His line stands for now as follows, 4 1/3 innings. 3 runs allowed on 8 hits. 1-2, struck out 5. Dysla with a 2-0 pitch and a swing and a dribbler just foul behind home plate. Wyatt Hendry trying to barehand it, make a quick tag, but couldn't snag it in fair ground. Kelvin Dysla listed at 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, 21 years old from Azua in the Dominican. Signed with the Pirates in 29ers in Lakeland. He pitched a scoreless inning, overcoming a couple of walks. Spent the most of this year in the FCL. 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four, a walk, loads the bases with one away. Now the silver lining for the Marauders here is that you have forced play opportunities everywhere.
Catcher number 24, Noah Ardina.
Nelson Roberto on third. Misael Urbina on second base. And Kalai Rosario on first. And here is Noah Cardenas to the plate. Cleanup batter in the order for the Mighty Muscles, who already lead 3-0. Here's the pitch by Dysla. Fastball pumped into the zone for strike one. 10 appearances in the FCL this year for Dysla. 3.38 ERA, 1.13 whip. Held opponents to a 2.17 average. Did a nice job down there. He comes set, and the 0-1 delivery to Cardenas way outside with a slider. Partly cloudy, partly blue skies all around this ballpark. Nice little splash of orange clouds out beyond the left field corner as Dysla is ready. The 1-1 to Cardenas. He takes low and outside for ball two. The This inning could be a big momentum shifter one way or the other. Mighty Muscles looking to add on to their 3-0 lead. The Marauders trying to keep this game as close as possible. See if Diesla can get a ground ball to the infield here, perhaps. The 2-1 toss, low and outside for ball three, not close at all. Cardenas 2-for-2, a pair of singles. Has an on-base percentage north of 400 on the season. He leads the Florida State League in that department among all active FSL hitters. He gets a 3-1 from the right-hander. Low and outside, he walked him. That forces home a run. Things are going from bad to worse for the Marauders here in the fifth inning. A double followed by three walks.
Now batting for the Miracles. First baseman number 40, LaRon Smith.
Here's LaRon Smith. Marauders getting another right-hander loose in the bullpen in case Kelvin Diesla runs into further trouble. Righty on a righty, here's the pitch to LaRon Smith. That is low and outside for ball one. He's just a little too late on that release point on most of these pitches. Wyatt Hendry, meanwhile, doing a terrific job behind the plate, saving a lot of pitches from going to the backstop. A Muscles runner on every base. They're up 4-0 here in the fifth inning. Here's Diesla with the 1-0. Fastball, that's in there for a strike. Misael Urbina, the lead runner at third base. Kalai Rosario on second. And Noah Cardenas on first. Stocky right-hander is set. The 1-1 pitch. Low and outside. Slider misses by a wide margin. Snap throw to third behind the runner by Hendry is not quite in time as Urbina dives in head first. Good thinking by Hendry. Ever since the beginning of the season, Hendry has not been shy of throwing those snap throws behind base runners if the situation calls for it. Now Diesla comes home with a 2-1. Fastball swung on, driven deep to right field. Josiah Dixon back. Circles off to his left on the warning track. Makes the catch. All three runners are tagging. Throw goes into second base. Michael Escoto dives for the tag. He can't get him. Run scores on the play as Misael Urbina scores on the sack fly. Smart job there by Josiah Dixon. Throwing to second, trying to get the trailing runner. Throws slightly off the mark, though, and Michael Escoto with a diving tag can't quite get it on to Noah Cardenas. That'll bring up Rubel Cespedes, and even if Escoto had been able to make that tag, just judging by the sequence of things there, a very good chance that that run crossing home plate was in time to beat that tag at second base. So even if that throw would have been in time at second, the run likely would have counted anyway. Second and third, two outs for Rubel Cespedes, who takes a low strike. 0-1 the count. Home crowd didn't seem to like it. Here's the set and the right-hander's 0-1 pitch. There's a swing and a foul out of play on the third base side. Given the rain risk and the crazy weather that you encounter here in Florida in the summer, you do end up getting some of the most beautiful sunsets on these cloudy days. Streaks of orange and purple and pink across the skies as the sun sets on the third base side of the ballpark. 0-2 from Diesla, up and away for ball one. Two outs, second and third, 5-0. Fort Myers in the driver's seat. Time called by Cespedes. Keeps both feet in the batter's box. He's resettled and resituated. Diesla trying to put him away. Ready with the 1-2 pitch. It is swung on and rolled weakly to the third baseman, Jerez. He gloves it. Throw on the run to first is in time to finish the inning. However, two runs home here in the fifth. And it makes it a 5-0 lead for the home team. We're heading to the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPency Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenceplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Josiah Dixon leads off the sixth inning for the Marauders by taking ball one outside from the left-hander Jordan Carr. So here in the sixth, Marauders trail Fort Myers by a score of 5-0. Carr deals the 1-0. Dixon swings and bounced it up the middle over the mound and threw into center field for a base hit. The second baseman Cespedes with a dive to the backhand side but came up short.
Next batter, first baseman number 3, Brendan Dixon.
Josiah Dixon pops one back up the middle on a high hopper over the mound. Marauders have some good wheels on the bases to begin the sixth inning. Here comes Brendan Dixon. Rough night for the visitors tonight. Game 3 of the six-game series. Marauders trailing 5-0. Luis Peralta had a tough start this evening. Pitch to Brendan Dixon up and away for ball one. Solo homers in the first and second innings by Fort Myers. Misael Urbina and Rubel Cespedes. An RBI double by Daniel Osorio in the fourth. And then in the fifth, a bases loaded walk and a sac fly. The 1-0. Dixon swings and fouls it back. So the book is closed on Luis Peralta. He finishes with 5 runs allowed on 8 hits. That is a new season high. And also matches the highest hit total allowed by any Marauders starter this season. Left-hander with a pause, and Carr delivers the 1-1. Dixon swings and lifts a high pop-up first base side out of play. Marauders have not had an easy time scoring runs this evening, or not just this evening, really the whole series so far. Bradenton with 2 runs on Tuesday night happened to be enough in a 2-1 win. 2 runs last night came up shy in a 3-2 loss. None yet tonight, despite a couple of base hits that put him into a good position to bring a run home. Now a high leg kick and a throw to first base on a pickoff. Josiah Dixon back in safely. Bradenton trying to chip away this 5-run deficit. Left-hander tosses and a swing and a miss by Brendan Dixon. He is down on strikes.
And that's another
as he walks away, talking with plate umpire Connor McKenna, probably asking if that pitch would have been called a strike had he taken it.
Second baseman number 5, Sung Chae Chang
is 0-2. He gets his third opportunity now. 4 strikeouts in the night for Jordan Carr, who is through 5 1/3 scoreless. Pitch to Chang, swung on, line down the right field line, but it is foul. Very few hard-hit balls by Marauders hitters tonight. That was one of, no joke, probably 4 or 5 all evening, and it went foul. A couple of the others, Michael Escoto and Josiah Dixon in the third, lined out. The 0-1. Chang lays off a pitch high. 5 and one-third innings of work. That's, by the way, the longest start of the season for Jordan Carr. Is 1-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. This is to the shortstop. Taken by Osorio. Steps on the bag for one. Throw to first is in time. Double play ends the inning. And an incredibly frustrating night continues for the Marauders. They trail 5-0 after 5.5 innings. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps are lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. Just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Carlos Lomeli gets the call for the Marauders in a mop-up role here at the bottom of the sixth inning. He delivers to Daniel Osorio, swinging a ground ball to first. Backhanded by Brendan Dixon. The underhand flip to Lomeli, covering the bag in time. Nicely done on both ends. One pitch and one away here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Myers has a 5-0 lead in this one. And Carlos Lomeli, the second man out of the bullpen, following Kelvin Disla. Challenging first year as a professional for Carlos Lomeli. ERA at 7.05 over 24 appearances, each of them in relief. Opponents hitting .317 against him. Here's Carlos Aguiar. First pitch, backdoor breaking ball. Just misses the outside corner. Strikeouts far outnumber the walks. 36 strikeouts, 14 walks by Lomeli. Here's the 1-0 toss. Aguiar swings and grounds one hard right to the second baseman, Chang. From the shallow right field grass, throws onto first in time to get Aguiar. Two up and two down by Lomeli here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Nelson Roberto, the number 9 hitter in the order. Last time we saw Lomeli take the mound was a handful of days ago against Lakeland last Friday at Lecon Park. Pitch to Roberto, breaking ball. Squirts out of the glove of Hendry, and it's ruled a ball just low for ball one. Lomeli that night went 2 2/3 scoreless. He was touched up for 5 hits, but didn't walk anybody and struck out 2. That Friday game, an eventual win for the Marauders over the Flying Tigers. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball swinging a bouncer to short. Escoto charges it. Takes it on the short hop. Overhand throw to first in time. Three up and three down. Carlos Lomeli gets some ground outs and pitches an effective and efficient scoreless sixth inning. We head to the seventh. Marauders trail 5-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. Solid Waste Recycling Toss.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jace Bowen will lead off the seventh for the Marauders against a new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles, right-hander Anthony Escobar. Winds up and tosses, and Bowen takes a fastball strike over the heart of the plate. Mighty Muscles 5, Marauders nothing. Been a bleak night so far for the visitors. The Marauders try to battle back here in the late going. Escobar, the wind in the 0-1, breaking ball in there for strike 2 on Bowen. Final line for Jordan Carr, a career night for the left-hander out of Baltimore. Six scoreless, allows only 3 hits. He's in line for the win. The 0-2 pitch is just high to Bowen. Walk and strikeout totals. No walks, 4 strikeouts for Jordan Carr. Really kept the Marauders off balance all along. The 1-2. Bowen swings at a breaker and pops it foul. First base side into the seats. Carlos Lomeli coming off a clean and easy 5-pitch. Bottom of the 6th inning on the mound for Bradenton. The 1-2 again to Bowen. Takes a breaking ball low and inside. Works it to 2-2. Anthony Escobar from Caracas, Venezuela. 5'11", 230 pounds. Sturdily built right-hander. Signed out of Venezuela in 2017 by the Twins. Still just 21 years old. The 2-2. Breaking ball again. Hammered foul on the ground left field line. Not an extraordinary season here in 2022 for Anthony Escobar. 11 appearances, 5.40 ERA, 1.89 whip. The 2-2 again. Fastball swung on, rolled to the third baseman. Taken by Cavaco. Throw across to first is just in time to get the sprinting Jace Bowen. He's out, one away.
Next batter, third baseman Juan Jerez.
That brings up Juan Jerez. He is 0 for 2. Through their first 6 innings, the Marauders have been held to 3 hits. 2 singles and a Brendan Dixon double off the left field wall. Wind and pitch by Escobar. Fastball bounces into the dirt for ball 1. Marauders left Brendan Dixon stranded after his 2-out double in the 3rd. Wyatt Hendry led off the 5th inning with a single. Double play erased him. The 1-0, Jerez takes a bender for a strike. And leadoff single in the 6th inning by Josiah Dixon, also erased on a double play grounder. Frustrating night through and through for the Marauders tonight. 1-1 pitch, cut on it, missed by Jerez. Strike 2. Timing on the breaking ball seemed to be more or less on time there, but couldn't find the sweet spot of the bat. Escobar ahead. Here comes his 1-2 delivery. Fastball is low for ball 2. Sky's darkening to a deep navy blue around the ballpark as Escobar deals the 2-2, and Jerez swings in. Two balls, no strikes. Campagna pumping the bat back and forth away from his chest. The 2-0 pitch is just outside for ball three. Some discipline here for Campagna. The Marauders looking for a two-out base runner here in the seventh inning. For the first time this series, we got underway on time tonight. The 3-0 pitch taking all the way. Campagna lays off low for ball four. Close pitch right around knee-high. Takes the four-pitch walk, though.
Number six, Wyatt Hendry.
And that will bring Wyatt Hendry to the plate. He lined a single just past the diving reach of the shortstop Osorio his last time up. Bradenton, no runs, three hits. For Myers, five runs, eight hits. All those hits and runs allowed by starter Luis Peralta in four and a third innings. Escobar deals, and Hendry takes a curveball for a strike. Escobar is in his fourth season as a professional here in 2022. Began in the DSL 2018, the year after he signed. Here he comes with the 0-1. Hendry takes a look at it, low and outside. And all throughout his career, Escobar has never put up outstanding strikeout totals. He has, however, for the most part, done a good job at avoiding mass amounts of hits. The 1-1 pitch, Hendry takes a curveball down. The year-to-year opposing batting averages against Escobar, 2018, 144, following year, 221, then 176. This season, 267, a little bit better than normal. Pitch to Hendry, check, swing, and a fastball inside. He was tied up in knots, and he could not hold up. That's strike two. Meanwhile, Escobar has historically kept the walks reasonably low. Not the case so far this season. 11 and two-thirds innings, 10 walks issued. Although we're looking at a still relatively small sample size here. The 2-2 pitch. Hendry swings at a breaking ball, hits a one-hopper to the shortstop, Osorio. He goes the short way to second for the force play on Sergio Campagna. That ends the inning. Time to stretch here in Fort Myers. It is still a 5-0 Mighty Muscles lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
We're back in Fort Myers here at Hammond Stadium. The Marauders trail the Mighty Muscles by a score of 5-0. And taking the mound for his single-A debut, right-hander Drew Irvine, the Iowa native who was the 19th round draft pick last year by the Pirates out of the University of Iowa. And a well-deserved promotion from the FCL to the Marauders pitching staff. In the FCL this season, 7 appearances for Irvine, each of them out of the bullpen. 1.46 ERA, 0.81 whip, and held opponents to a 195 batting average. 2 walks and 10 strikeouts for the right-hander over 12 and one-third innings. So here's the single-A debut of Drew Irvine. Right-hander kicks and deals to Misael Urbina, and a nice-looking slider into the zone for strike one. Irvine stands 6'3", 180 pounds, 22 years of age, and sports the golden number 48 on the back of the Marauders' black jersey. Hair spilling out from underneath his black hat. He deals the 0-1. Fastball swung on, lifted to straightaway left. It's deep. Bowen back. He's looking up at the wall. It bounces off the wall and stays in play. Into second base goes Misael Urbina. He's got a double off the wall to lead off the bottom of the seventh.
Once again, Titans are starting off with a bang. Next batter.
Mighty Muscle's done a pretty good job of getting the leadoff man aboard in innings from almost start to finish here tonight. Misael Urbina is now 2-for-3 with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's been a pain in the Marauders' side here. And now Irvine will square off with Keone Cavaco. He's 1-for-3. And fans are chanting something down below. I can't quite make out what it is. Whatever it is, though, it seems to be good-natured. Righty on a righty, runner on second base with nobody out. Irvine kicks and deals, and his fastball at 92 miles per hour misses low and outside. For Myers tonight, a run in the first, a run in the second, one in the fourth, and two in the fifth inning. The Marauders have been held scoreless through their seven innings at the plate. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a line drive to right field. Josiah Dixon in, makes the catch, basket style on the run. Good job by Josiah Dixon, getting the quick read on that opposite field liner. Returns the ball to the infield quickly, and Urbina stays put on second base. Here comes Kalai Rosario. 0-for-1 with a couple of walks tonight. Left-hander Luis Peralta struggled in 4 1/3 innings in his start tonight for Bradenton. Roughed up, 5 runs on 8 hits. Irvine deals to Rosario, and a breaking ball in there for a strike. Man, that slider looks good. That last slider coming in at 84 miles per hour. Irvine rests the black glove against his left thigh. Comes set, hands together below the belt. Runner breaks for third. Pitch is swung on, fouled back by Rosario. 2. Fortunately for the Marauders, Rosario got a piece of that ball. As Urbina has to return to second base, he would have had that bag swiped easily otherwise. Irvine calls Waukee, Iowa, his hometown. Just a short drive outside of Des Moines. Join the Marauders on Tuesday from the FCL. Here's his 0-2. Rosario takes low and outside. Another powerful slider. Last spring in the University of Iowa, Irvine was his club's Saturday starter. As mentioned, 19th round draft pick last year by the Pirates out of Iowa. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball, just low. Actually, may have been another slider. Didn't miss by much below the knees. One out. Misael Urbina on second base. Here's the 2-2 from Irvine. Swinging a grounder to short. Past the dive of Michael Escoto into left for a base hit. Urbina gets the stop sign from Brian Meyer at third base. Throw home from left is cut off by Juan Jerez. And Drew Irvine finds himself in a pickle here. Men on the corners with only one away. Hits aplenty for Fort Myers here tonight. They lead the Marauders on 5 runs, 10 hits. Bradenton, no runs, 3 hits here in game 3 of the 6-game set. Noah Cardenas is next to the plate. This will be his fourth plate appearance. 2-for-2, a pair of singles and a walk. Here's the pitch. A fastball taken high for a ball. Irvine wears the 3/4 length black sleeves underneath the black jersey. Working with his toes up against the first base end of the pitching rubber. Hands together, he's ready. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in the zone for strike one. That slider really is his bread and butter so far tonight. Misael Urbina on third base, Kalai Rosario on first. Slider again, low and outside. Good action on it. Not fooling Cardenas, though. One of the sharpest eyes in all of minor league baseball. Irvine trying to keep this in a five-run game. And time called by Cardenas. Wanted some extra time to prep as Irvine so far, his pace has been pretty quick. Smith out of Spruce Grove, Alberta, Canada. Righty batter stands tall in the box. Here's the pitch. He swings and sends it foul to the backstop. Smith was the Twins' 25th round draft pick 4 years ago out of Foothills Composite High School in his native Alberta. Righty on a righty, one out. Bases loaded for the Mighty Muscles, who already lead 5-0. Irvine looks back at second, the 0-1 pitch. Slider way outside. Irvine looking for an infield grounder here to escape the jam here at the bottom of the seventh. Peers into Wyatt Hendry for the side. Gets the signal, comes set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Smith takes low and outside for ball two. Not a bad spot at all from the slider. But couldn't get Smith to go for it. So the count moves to 2-1, and now Irvine beckons for Hendry to come out to the mound. The two are going to talk some things over here. Sungjae Chang walking in from second base, and he's going to provide some encouragement, maybe a little alert to his teammate there based on maybe where he's going to play in relation to the bag. Hendry heads back behind home plate. Marauders talking strategy in a tight spot. Bases loaded for Fort Myers. Only one out. Five-run ball game. Home team on top. The 2-1 from Irvine. Slider in there for strike two on the outside corner. And Smith looked like he wanted to challenge it, but the Mighty Muscles are out of challenges. Two balls and two strikes. Let's see what Irvine has in mind here. 2-2 pitch coming. It is way high and inside for ball three. He went fastball. LaRon Smith, a sack fly to right field, all the way to the warning track his last time up. Right-hander comes set. Oh, and outside for ball four. That forces home a run. Misael Urbina trots home from third. Steps on home plate with his right foot. And it's now a 6-0 Fort Myers advantage.
Second baseman number 20, Hugo Cespedes.
Rubel Cespedes is next up. The pitch, low and inside. One run in on a bases loaded walk here in the seventh inning. Mighty Muscles lead it 6-0. Irvine trying to escape. Here's the 1-0. That swung on, fouled back over the screen. Look up in the seats, and nobody harmed on that foul ball coming straight back. Rubel Cespedes, left-handed hitting 21-year-old from Azua in the Dominican Republic. Signed down the Dominican 3 years ago by the Twins. Here's the 1-1 from Irvine. Swung on and lifted to left field, not deep. Bowen stopping in his tracks. He's going to come up gunning. He makes the catch. He's throwing home. Runner coming home. The throw is on the bounce to home plate, and it is not in time. That scores Kalai Rosario on a sack fly. It's now 7-0 Fort Myers. Still, though, a good job by Irvine to get pretty weak contact in the air for a much-needed second out of the inning. But he will now have to deal with Daniel Osorio, who has been seeing Bradenton pitching very well this season. Osorio, an RBI double as well in the fourth inning. That continues a hit streak to 6 games for him. During that streak, he is now 7-for-15 at the plate. Batting average just south of 500 during that span. Irvine tosses, and the righty gets one into the zone at the knees for strike one. Osorio didn't like the call. First and second, two away. Two runs home here in the seventh for the Mighty Muscles. Osorio, the switch hitter, batting left-handed. Irvine with the 0-1, a swing and a bouncer, pulled down the first baseline, foul. And some good soft hands there by Takashi Miyoshi. Bench coach for the Muscles, who regularly coaches first base. Miyoshi hails from Japan. He's been coaching in the Twins organization for a handful of seasons. Spent a lot of time in the Florida Complex League / Gulf Coast League as a coach down there. Here's Irvine's 0-2 pitch. Taken just below the knees for ball one. Slider looked awfully good, but Osorio with a sharp eye lets it go for ball one. Bases loaded, walk to LaRon Smith, and a sac fly by Rubel Cespedes. That made it 7-0 in favor of the home team. Cardenas on second, Smith on first base. Here is the 1-2 offering, breaking ball, got him looking, strike three. There's the first single-A strikeout for Drew Irvine. And the inning is over, but two more runs come home for the Mighty Muscles. 7-0, Marauders trails, we head to the eighth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to VOT10 Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Here's Bubba Chandler to lead off the eighth inning for the Marauders here in Fort Myers. First pitch taking high on a fastball, nowhere close, from right-hander Anthony Escobar for ball one. 7-0, the Marauders trail the Mighty Muscles here at Hammond Stadium. Escobar, the full windup in the 1-0. Chandler taking all the way, takes outside for ball two. Marauders have 6-7-8 in the order here in the eighth inning. Chandler, Escoto, Josiah Dixon. The 2-0 coming. Chandler takes up and away for ball three, 3-0. Chandler in search of his first hit of the night. The Marauders have had only three hits through their first seven innings tonight. Escobar rocks and deals the 3-0 pitch, and he gets one into the zone just barely. Right at the knees for a called strike. Chandler struck out swinging in the second, grounded into a double play in the fifth inning. Here's the windup and 3-1 offering, and Chandler takes a knee-high strike two. Chandler is challenging it. So it remains 3-2 on Bubba Chandler leading off the eighth inning. Here comes the windup. And the 3-2 pitch from Escobar. Chandler with a swing and a pop-up third base side. Keone Cavaco crossing over into foul territory near the dugout. And he can't make the catch as the ball spun back toward the field. He overran it slightly. Not an easy play to make there, and Daniel Osorio, his teammate and shortstop, is giving a consoling arm around his shoulders there. Keone Cavaco got over quickly to the spot of the pop-up, but again slightly overran as the spin of the ball started carrying it back toward the line. Chandler with new life. The windup and another 3-2 pitch from Escobar. Take in, breaking ball, low and outside for ball four. Chandler draws a leadoff walk.
Next batter, shortstop number 7, Michael Escoto.
Mike Liscotto for the third time tonight. Liscotto line out to the second baseman in the third and in the fifth inning. Get a hot shot back to the mound that ricocheted to the second baseman in a ground out. Righty on a righty. Escobar peeks at the runner over his shoulder. Here's the pitch. And Escoto takes a fastball strike. Game number 3, 6-game series here in Fort Myers. The Marauders down 7 as we play in the visitors' half of the 8th inning. Escobar, high leg kick in the 0-1. Escoto swings and dribbles one. Third base side of the mound. Tough play. Cavaco, bare hands. Throw to first. Is not in time. Escoto beats it out. An infield single for Michael Escoto. Keone Cavaco did all he could to make the play. The throw, though, not in time. And it's first and second, nobody out for the Marauders.
Number 32, Josiah Dixon.
Now it's Josiah Dixon trying to help this early budding rally come along. But first, a visit to the mound by Noah Cardenas, the catcher. Shortstop Daniel Osoria joins the chat as well. Not a bad Thursday night crowd here at Hammond Stadium. And the Mighty Muscles now have a left-hander throwing in their bullpen. First and second, nobody out for Josiah Dixon. Here's the pitch. He takes over the outside corner a strike. But Chandler on second base, he walked. Michael Escoto on first to lead off single. The 0-1 offering, no. Instead, a high leg kick and a turn toward second base, but no throw by Escobar. No runs, 3 hits for the Marauders. 7 runs, 10 hits for the Mighty Muscles. Lopsided game. Here's the 0-1 toss. Swing and a line drive. Base hit into right field. Bubba Chandler gets the stop sign at third base from Gustavo Omana. And the throw home from right field is cut off by the first baseman, Smith. And the Marauders have something brewing. Bases loaded with nobody out. Josiah Dixon pushes one to the opposite field. And here is Brendan Dixon for a bases loaded opportunity at the plate. A 2-hit ball game for Josiah Dixon. And I'm not sure what the base umpire, Robert Ginther III, just yelled to the Mighty Muscles, but he called time and was yelling some sort of explanation. Here's the windup and the pitch to Brendan Dixon, who takes a fastball strike. This Thirsty Thursday has really fueled some fans' competitive nature in the seats down below. 0-1 to Dixon. He swings and bounces it foul off the end of the bat. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Chandler on third, Escoto on second, Josiah Dixon on first base, banks full of Marauders. This is the Marauders' biggest run-scoring opportunity of the night. Brendan Dixon trying to cash in. From the full windup, Escobar, the 0-2 offering, breaking ball, swung on, fouled back over the screen, heads up in the seats below. We'll see another 0-2 pitch. Escobar, the windup again. 0-2 to Brendan Dixon. Swung on and lifted high in the air deep to left center field. Urbina back. Right fielder Roberto back, and he makes the catch. The leading two runners are tagging. Chandler scores from third base. Michael Escoto from second to third. And the Marauders are on the board. It's 7-1 here in the eighth inning. Nice job by Brendan Dixon. Driving that one deep to right center to pick up a run. So Bradenton finally on the board tonight. And Sungche Chang will be the next batter, but he may be facing a new pitcher. Here's Brian Meyer out of the Muscles dugout, and he makes the call to the bullpen. That is it for the right-hander, Anthony Escobar. And a lefty comes in from the pen for Fort Myers. 7-1 Muscles lead here in the top of the eighth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
The new pitcher for the Money Muscles is left-hander Samuel Perez, and he's on to face the left-handed hitting Sung Che Cheng. The Marauders have runners on the corners and one out here in the top of the eighth. Fort Myers leading by 6. Sacrifice fly by Brendan Dixon has brought home the Marauders' first run just prior to the pitching change. And here we go, lefty on lefty. Perez deals to Cheng, who thought about swinging, took a breaking ball outside corner for a strike. So the sack fly by Brendan Dixon, putting Bradenton on the board for the first time this evening. Man on the corners, one gone. Here's Perez with the 0-1. Runner breaks for second. Swing and a miss by Cheng. Pump fake towards second by Cardenas. And into second base with a steal is Josiah Dixon. That's his 6th stolen base of the year. 2 into scoring position now for the Marauders. Here's the set below the belt by Perez. The 0-2. Swing and a tapper foul. Low 3/4, almost sidearm angle by the left-hander Perez, and that can be especially tough on left-handed hitters like Cheng. Samuel Perez comes from Barquisimeto, Venezuela, 22 years old, 5'11", 205 pounds. His 0-2 delivery. Cheng swings and pulls it on the ground foul into the Marauders' dugout. An excellent season for the Mighty Muscles for Samuel Perez here in 2022. 2.93 ERA over 21 appearances. A whip of 1.08. 0-2 again to Cheng in the dirt for ball one. Perez's pro career began in 2018 with the Angels organization. Originally signed with them 2018, pitched well in 2 seasons in the DSL, got released last March by the Angels. The 1-2, Cheng swings, bounces another one foul. First base side, ricochets into and out of the Marauders' dugout. So after the Angels released Samuel Perez last March, he got signed by the Twins in June of last year. Ended up pitching in 13 games for the FCL Twins last summer, pitched very well. The 1-2 toss. Cheng takes low and outside. It gets away from Cardenas and scoring from third on a wild pitch is Michael Escoto. It's now 7-2, Fort Myers. Marauders pushing 2 runs across now here in the 8th inning. Up to third base goes Josiah Dixon on that errant pitch. Marauders building a little momentum in their favor now here in the 8th inning. Perez leans in, gets the signal. 2-2 to Cheng. He takes a swing and pops it up. Third base side, headed to the seats, out of play. I wonder if plate umpire Connor McKenna is having problems throwing or just for whatever reason can't keep his saddlebags full of balls. Fresh baseballs have been coming from the home dugout for a while now. 2-2. Cheng swings, bounces it past the mound to the second baseman. Cespedes Fields, quick throw to first on a swift transfer in time to get Cheng at first, but that brings home Josiah Dixon from third. So in an inning in which the Marauders load the bases with nobody out, they're able to bring all three men home, and they cut the deficit from 7-4. Gotta love the production. Here's Jace Bowen trying to start a new rally for Bradenton. Perez, a lefty with the pitch, and Bowen takes in the dirt. Perez, a little bit of frustration with himself there, bending over the waist and grabbing some dirt and exasperation at himself. Sack fly, a wild pitch, and an RBI ground out, bringing home the three Marauders runs here in the eighth. Here's the 1-0. Bowen takes a big swing and misses an off-speed pitch. One ball and one strike. Bowen 0-3 tonight. A trio of ground outs. The 1-1 pitch is outside, 2-2. Coming into this game, Bowen hitting 444 over his last eight games, the reigning FSL Player of the Week. The 2-1 now, swinging a ground ball to short, one hopper to Osoria, long throw to first, and throws him out at first base in time. The inning is over. The Marauders rally for three, though, and they make it a 7-3 ball game here in Fort Myers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at MarauDers.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.com.
Jack Hartman to the mound to begin the eighth inning for the Marauders. His first pitch, a fastball that just misses the outside corner for ball one.
Now batting number 13, Carlos Aguiar.
Fort Myers leads this game 7-3. The Marauders with a little rally in the top of the eighth inning. Coming back from a 7-0 deficit, they now trail by just four. Hartman's 1-0 to Carlos Aguiar is swung on a miss for strike one. Put every last bit of effort into that big swing. 1-1 the count as Hartman, the Michigan-born, Georgia-raised right-hander, is onto the mound for his first appearance of this week's series. The 1-1 coming. Fastball late on the swing. Aguiar fouls it back. 16 appearances this season for Hartman. 5.93 ERA. Opponents hitting .286. He has made some mistakes over the center of the plate, and command has been a question mark for him at times. 13 walks, 14 strikeouts over 13 2/3 innings. The 1-2. Low and inside. Slider misses. When Hartman is on, though, he looks nearly unhittable. Shows the high black socks on the mound, gray pants cuffed below the knees. The set, and the 2-2 to Aguiar. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Wicked breaker to the back foot of the left-handed hitting Eichmann here in the eighth inning.
Batter up number 36, Nelson Roberto.
Nelson Roberto will bat next. 1-for-3 with a double from the 9 spot in the order. Last outing for Hartman. last Thursday against Lakeland. Not a pretty one. Allowed a career-high 5 runs, all unearned in 2/3 of an inning of work. Hartman lifts his leg and fires. Fastball, cracked bat, grounder past the mound. Shortstop Escoto charges. From near the bag, he gloves it and throws to first in time. Hartman took a stab at it with his bare hand, and probably Jonathan Johnston, Yorman Bizardo, grimacing from the dugout watching that. But Hartman comes up short, thankfully, probably for the better, as his teammate Michael Escoto is able to make the clean put out there. And coaching staffs generally do not like seeing their pitchers put themselves out there for ground balls with that bare hand. That's their meal ticket. Got to be careful with those, and that ball, well, it was not hit all that hard. Can never be too careful, as Jack Hartman will go to work against Misael Urbina. 2 outs, nobody on here in the bottom of the 8th. Here's the leg kick and the pitch. A fastball whizzes in there at 97 on the radar gun for strike 1 at the knees. Urbina, a heck of a night. 2 hits, 2 for 3 with a walk, a double, and a solo homer. 0-1. Breaking ball, low and outside. The Marauders will face their last chance at the plate when the next half inning swings around. 3-4-5 due up in the order. Jerez, Campagna, Hendry. 1-1 coming. Hartman with a breaking ball, a beauty in there for strike 2. Almost a mistake pitch. He did leave it toward the heart of the zone, but Urbina not pulling the trigger. Hartman is ahead in the count, a ball and 2 strikes. Hendry flashes in the signal. Hands together at the chest. Here's Hartman's 1-2. Fastball, swing, and a miss. Strike 3. Nasty, nasty stuff from Jack Hartman here in a nice, clean 8th inning. They trail 7-3, heading to the 9th. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Last chance for the Marauders here in Fort Myers. Here in the top of the 9th inning, Fort Myers 7, Bradenton 3. New pitcher Jackson Hicks deals to Juan Jerez, and the right-hander misses low with his first pitch. Jackson Hicks, a 24-year-old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, attended UNC. 6'3", fires the 1-0, and Jerez takes a knee-high strike on a fastball at 92. Very nice season, very nice numbers on the year for Jackson Hicks. 2.76 ERA out of the bullpen, 1.26 whip. 1-1, Jerez swings and misses way in front of a slider. Only 12 walks, 37 strikeouts for Hicks over 32 2/3 innings. Ready, the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, hammered into the ground down the third base line, foul by Jerez. Narrowly out of the reach of the third baseman Cavaco, Jerez would have had extra bases. He pulls it foul and remains 1-2 on the Marauders' 3-hole hitter. Right hander sets, now he deals the 1-2. Jerez swings and drives this one high in the air, right center field. The ballpark will hold it as Urbina, the center fielder, moves to his left and into the gap. He makes the catch. One away for the Marauders here in the ninth inning.
Next batter, number 13, Sergio Campana.
Now Sergio Campana, 0-1 with a hit-by-pitch and a walk tonight. Will make his fourth plate appearance. Three runs, five hits for Bradenton. Seven runs, 10 hits for the Mighty Muscles. Here's the offering from Hicks. Fastball just outside by the right-hander. Marauders trailing by 4, down to their final 2 outs of the night. Hicks pumps, steals the 1-0 pitch. That is in for a strike on a fastball. A loss tonight would drop the Marauders to a full game back of first place in the West Division. Mighty Muscles trying to swing the series in their favor. 1-1 pitch is lined to the gap in right center. It's in for a hit. Let's see Campagna try and stretch it to 2. He's going to try it. Throw in from right center field. Is not in time. Campagna beats it. The throw from Urbina from the gap in right center field was off the mark. And Sergio Campagna is able to slide in just in front of its good hustle on the double there by Sergio Campagna. That ends an 0-for-7 skid at the plate for him. And he's going to hand his protective equipment over to first base coach Casey Harms, meeting him near second base. Wyatt Hendry will get a run scoring opportunity here in the ninth inning. Fans getting restless down the seats below here on this thirsty Thursday. Coincidence, I think not. First pitch to Hendry is over the outside corner for a strike. Doesn't seem to be any true ill will in the back-and-forth banter between these folks, but sounds like there's a little bit of testiness going on. The 0-1 from Hicks. Hendry takes low, ball one. Good-looking slider, but Hendry taking. Jackson Hicks looking for the final 2 outs of the game for the home team here. The Mighty Muscles look to make it a 2-games-to-1 series lead. Marauders working with late life here in the ninth inning. Campagna on second, the 1-1 pitch. Hendry swings and tips it foul off the end of the bat. One ball and two strikes the count. Hendry lined one into left field for a base hit back in the fifth inning. Part of a 1-for-3 performance to this point. The set. Hicks comes home with a 1-2. Fastball low for ball two. Count 2-2. Hicks working on the first base end of the rubber. Here's his pitch. It is a breaking ball taken just outside for ball three. The home crowd groaning. They wanted that call badly. Pretty, pretty darn good spot for that pitch, but Hendry watches it narrowly miss the strike zone. 3-2 the count. Campagna lead off of second. Here's the pitch by Hicks, and Hendry takes low and outside for ball four. A late threat here in the ninth inning by the Marauders, trailing by 4, but Bubba Chandler will come to the plate now. And the tying run now waits in the on-deck circle for Bradenton. Switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty. Chandler pointing that bat skyward, now into his stance. Here's the pitch. He takes high on the Hicks fastball. There is nobody throwing in the Mighty Muscles bullpen as we see Cardenas, the catcher, out for a mound visit. But I imagine that if this wildness from Hicks continues, we may see someone start to loosen up for Fort Myers just in case things get out of hand. Sergio Campagna at second base, a hustle double to the gap in right center field. Wyatt Hendry on first after a 6-pitch walk. Chandler in the box. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He lays off low for ball two. Seven to three. Fort Myers leading. This game feels a lot closer, though, here in the ninth inning with this Marauders threat. Here comes the 2-0 to Chandler. He lays off low and inside for ball three. 17 pitches, only 8 strikes for Jackson Hicks here in the ninth inning. See if Chandler has the take sign on here. 3-0. Pitch number 4 is too high for ball 4. The Marauders load the bases here in the ninth inning. And Florida State League action, meanwhile. This just so happens to be the final game of the night in the FSL. All the other scores final as the mound meeting comes to a close here for Fort Myers. Palm Beach 3-2 beating Jupiter. Daytona 5-3 over St. Lucie. Dunedin and Lakeland splitting a doubleheader. Jays take game 2, 3-2 after Lakeland took the opener 4-0. That's what went on in the Florida State League tonight. Marauders have the bases full, one away, trailing by 4 here in the ninth inning. And Michael Escoto, the hitter. Jackson Hicks, the pitch. Low and outside in the dirt, knocked down by Noah Cardenas. And now sensing the change in momentum here, the Marauders threatening. A right-hander is now starting to loose it up in the Mighty Muscles bullpen. The Marauders at one point trailed in this game 7-0. It's now 7-3. Hicks with a 1-0. Escoto swings and drives this ball deep to right field. Roberto back. Shy of the warning track. He stops and makes the catch. Leading two runners are tagging. Throw going into third base, and it is not nearly in time. As scoring from third on the sac fly is Sergio Campagna. That makes it a 3-run game. And easily into third base, also tagging is Wyatt Hendry. So the Marauders are now within 3 here in the ninth inning. Brandon, or rather Josiah Dixon, will come to the plate. And he, too, represents the tying run for Bradenton. Man on the corners with two gone. Jackson Hicks deals to Josiah Dixon. First pitch, a fastball for a strike. Michael Escoto, a sack fly to relatively deep right field, has brought home a run here in the ninth inning. Fort Myers lead dwindling to 7-4. Here's the 0-1. Runner breaks for second. Pitch is high. Ball 1 to Josiah Dixon. Up to second base on defensive indifference goes Bubba Chandler. Mighty Muscles focusing on the batter here, Josiah Dixon. Two men in scoring position. Here's the 1-1 offering. There's a swing and a line drive out to center field. Urbina back, and he makes the catch. The ball game is over, and the Marauders rally falls just short. An exciting finish. The Marauders really fought back hard at the end, but the Mighty Muscles wrap it up and they win it 7-4 here at Hammond Stadium. Muscles gained the upper hand of the series. They now lead it 2-1 this week. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show gets underway. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it.
River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, where the Marauders have just fallen to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, a final score of 7-4. The game was very close to the end after it was nowhere close for the majority of the game. Here's how tonight's game went. Fort Myers with a couple of solo homers in the first and second innings from Misael Urbina and Rubel Cespedes, respectively. They added another run in the bottom of the fourth. That came via a Daniel Osorio RBI double. Two more runs crossing the fifth on a bases-loaded walk by Noah Cardenas and a sack fly to right field by LaRon Smith. The score after five innings stood at 5-0 Mighty Muscles. In the seventh, Fort Myers got another pair of runs. Those came on a bases-loaded walk by LaRon Smith and a sack fly to left field by Rubel Cespedes. 7-0 Fort Myers after seven innings. The Marauders finally pushed back in the eighth inning. They pieced together a threat and ended up getting three runs out of it, loading the bases on a walk, an infield single, and another single. Brendan Dixon followed with a sack fly to deep right center field. Sung Che Chang brought home a run on a ground out to second base, and Michael Escoto scored from third on a wild pitch. And when all is said and done, the Marauders, three runs on the board, and they came within four runs. Jack Hartman did a terrific job in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-2-3 retired the side in order. A couple of strikeouts included in that effort. Top of the ninth, the Marauders rallied again. They loaded the bases on a Sergio Campagna double and a couple of walks. Michael Escoto delivered a sac fly to right field, but then Josiah Dixon a line out to center field end of the game, leaving two men stranded, and the Marauders' comeback effort fell just short. Final totals in this game, Marauders, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 4 men left on base. The Mighty Muscles, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 6 men on base. The winning pitcher, Jordan Carr, 6 scoreless innings. He gave up only 3 hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out 4. The loss goes to Luis Peralta. Really a rough night for the lefty. 5 runs on 8 hits. Those 8 hits, a season high for Peralta. And even though he struck out 5, limited the walks to 2, he also did not get the benefit of any run support. Time of game, 2 hours 24 minutes. In front of a crowd of 1,081 here at Hammond Stadium. It was 80 degrees and mostly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With the Marauders' loss, they dropped to 20-13 in the second half. 1 game back in first place in the West Division. And with the Mighty Muscles' win, they have now won 4 of their last 5. They're 14-17 in the second half, and they are within 5.5 games of first place in the second half West Division standings. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders' postgame show continues. We'll tell you who the Marauders' player of the game is and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Marauders postgame show continues here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight those honors go to Josiah Dixon. Right fielder hit 8th in the order, went 2-for-4 with a run scored. Also played some airtight defense out in right field. The speedster Josiah Dixon is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Well, the Marauders look to turn the page on this 7-4 loss to the Mighty Muscles. A good late effort offensively for Bradenton after they trailed 7-0 after 7 innings. We now turn our focus to tomorrow's game. Another 7 p.m. first pitch scheduled for here in Fort Myers as right-hander Valentin Linares toes the rubber for the Marauders. The starting pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is yet to be announced. We'll be on the air for pregame coverage at 6:45 p.m. tomorrow online at BradentonMarauders.com. Well, that'll about do it for us tonight here in Fort Myers. Once again, the final score, the Mighty Muscles 7 and the Marauders 4. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.